Good morning. We're continuing in the Chayyotim Klal Lamed Aleph Simin Yudalit. Hamafter lo yaskel bebrachos at shegomer hagerlo. So we finish Kriyas HaTorah. We do Hag Ben Galila, and then on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Tainus by Mincha. So there's Haftarah. So the lucky is that the one who's going to be saying the brachos on the Haftarah should not start saying the brachos until the Magbi and the girl will have finished the process. The one who's saying the Mafter is being mighty, everybody in the Tibur and the Brachas. Included in that he's being mighty, the Golel, he's being mighty, the Magbi. Well, they're busy and they cannot focus on the Brachas that he's saying. So, since they are doing the mitzvah, which really is incumbent upon the tzibur, they deserve that the tzibur should wait for them, that allow them to fulfill the mitzvah, listening to the bracha of the haftarah, just like everybody else. So the tzibur is going to wait, and the mafter is going to wait to start saying the bracha until after the girl has finished the whole process. Now, there is an opinion which says that once you finish being Golel, the Sefer Torah, even though you're wrapping it with the mappa right now, you're covering it, that the Mavorech could start, because the Iker Mitzvah of Galila has been done. Mishabur brings such an opinion. He says, the Minigot to Yamach were not like that. So that the Prima Gadol brings such an idea. Mishabur points out that from Rashi, it says this is being Torah, it's Loy Mash McCain. And therefore, we should be machmer, even that, not only to wait till he finishes the tightening of the Sefer Torah, but the covering it with the mappa, etc., has to be completed before they start the bracha of the Haftarah. Another case where theoretically this addition should apply, but actually the law is different, is on Monday and Thursday, on the days that we say Tachanun, so the Chazan, after Kriyas HaTorah, after Hag Ben Galila, says Yiratzin, and those Yiratzins, the halacha, he does not need to wait till the girl finishes tying it, etc. Because since that's a minig ba'alma, so if the girl is Torah and he does not focus on what the Chazan is saying, he's not losing a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv gomer. It's a minig. So therefore, in that situation, also tircha l'tzibur, we should go ahead and not make everybody wait until we finish that process, because it's not necessary for the girl to hear the yiratzim. But any other scenario, something which is a chiyuv, so we're not going to go ahead until the girl has totally completed the process. While we're mentioning that tefillah of Yiratzin, I want to point out something. I'm not sure it has a halachic significance. It's interesting that nowadays the paragraph of Achenu, which we say at the end of there's four Yiratzins, and then there's the paragraph of Achenu. It's become very common for people to say it along with the Chazan. I don't know what it was in other places, but historically, the places that I visited 40 years ago, nobody said it along with the Chazan. All five paragraphs were said by the Chazan. It was a tefillah which was given for the Chazan to say, and the tzibur to answer remained. And then somebody came along and said, since it's a situation which is difficult, why don't we say Yiratzin along, say the Achenu together along with the Chazan? Then another person said, that's a great idea. The next thing you know, everybody's saying along, Achenu with the Chazan. And then the Chazan starts saying it quietly because everybody's saying it out loud. Why should he say it loudly? So I'm not sure it's a makiv. I don't think it's a makiv. The whole thing is a minig. And maybe you can switch the minig and say that that's what should be done. But it seemed to me, since the minig originally was that the Chazan said all of the five paragraphs out loud, and the Tzibur answered Amen, that we shouldn't change that that the Tzibur should not, that the Chazan should be saying it out loud, and the Tzibur should be answering Amen to the paragraph of Achenu. So even if you want to say along, that's fine, but the Chazan should not change his Hanhaga. He should say the paragraph out loud, and the Tzibur should be able to answer Amen, as they've been doing up to this point in time. You can make a strong argument to say that that's not true. Once nowadays everybody says along with the Chazan, there's no need for the Tzibur to answer Amen. I'm not convinced that that's true. I think the minhag still stands. Therefore, I think it's appropriate for the chazan to say the yerotzen out loud, the chenu out loud, and then finish off loud enough that everybody can hear and answer and mean. Have a good day.